the curtain and the shades would be two different things.
Right, right.
The top of the house is called the
roof.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Gutters? Is that what you mean?
Are they built in or do they hang?
They just hang them on there.
What about when you have a house and an L? What do you call the low place where they join?
A house with what?
A house with an L built off it. There's a low place in the roof.
Oh, eaves.
Okay. Did you ever hear of an alley in the roof or a valley?
Valley, yes. This house has several of them.
What do you call the space up between the ceiling?
Attic.
Huh?
Attic.
Do you think of an attic as something that's actually a room, or is it just sort of a space?
It's just a space between your ceiling and roof. It could be, you could have a room up there big enough for two or three rooms.
Would you call it an attic if you didn't make it into a room?
Well, probably is.
If you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have...
You mean, what would you call it?
Yeah.
Well, just the second, first floor and second floor.
Or to get up to the second floor.
Stairs.
And to get from the porch to the ground.
Steps.
And what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you can store things?
Cupboard. Is that what you're talking about?
What's a cupboard?
It's just a place to keep dishes and things.
Is it a piece of furniture? Is it like a closet or
what? Well, yes. Could be.
Could be which?
A cup. You could keep pots and pans in it or dishes. But that's what they used to call them, cupboard.
Was it a furniture?
Yes, it was a piece of furniture.
Did you ever have just a little room?
A little room? No.
Did you ever see kitchens built different from how they are now?
I can't recall.
Did you ever see it built separate from the rest of the house?
No, I probably have. Seems to me like I remember that some of it maybe had a little porch going to something like that.
Was y'all's house here ever designed like that?
No.
If you had a lot of old worthless things, like a lot of old broken down furniture, wasn't any good anymore, what might you call that?
Junk.
Huh?
Junk.
Okay. What would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
Store room.
Did you ever call that a junk room, a plunger room?
I never did, no.
And a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what?
Clean it.
And the thing she'd sweep with?
A broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
In the closet.
Or like you had in that corner.
Yeah. I've heard them called broom closets.
Or say if you just had it in like the corner there and the door's open so you can't see the broom through the door. You say the broom is...
It's behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
That was wash day.
Do you remember that?
Oh, sure do.
What kind of... How would they prepare for it?
Well, they had big wash tubs, and lots of times they had a big iron pot and they'd boil clothes in there. I guess they must have been pretty dirty because... In fact, I have an old pot out there that was used for that. And I barbecue in it once in a while.
Do you ever hear another name for that old pot?
I don't know what they call them now. Clothes pot. And... no, I don't recall that.